North Carolina's Senate is changing the gas tax. The bill's Republican sponsors call it a tax cut, but that's likely to be temporary, and ultimately it's expected and relied upon to be a tax increase. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
It definitely at least starts with a tax cut. Bill's sponsor, Republican Senator Bill Rabin, told his colleagues it does three things.
It cuts, it freezes, and it stabilizes a very volatile tax.
The cut and freeze parts would lower the state gas tax to an even 35 cents a gallon for the rest of the year, down 2.5 cents. That'll cost the Department of Transportation a projected $33 million this year. The bill directs the department to lay off 500 employees and eliminate 50 open positions. But then there's the stabilize. Starting next year, the bill raises both the minimum gas tax and the amount it goes up with fuel prices. By 2019, it could be 41 cents a gallon, the state's nonpartisan fiscal staff projects.
I'm a little confused whether or not it represents a tax cut or tax increase.
Senator Ben Clark, a Cumberland County Democrat, asking what you might consider a reasonable question at this point, but he was being rhetorical.
I think most citizens in the state of North Carolina would consider that to be a motor fuels tax increase. I certainly do.
As does Americans for Prosperity. The conservative advocacy group's North Carolina chapter blasted senators this week for what it called a bait and switch. While the bill's supporters haven't acknowledged the projected tax increase, the extra revenue it will generate was part of the pitch, Senator Tom Apodaca.
If you don't want your road money in your district, please vote against this bill. But if you want a way for the people to get to work or families to go on vacation, vote for this bill.
The legislature's fiscal staff projects the increased gas tax will add over $1 billion to the transportation department by the end of the decade. That could support one of Governor Pat McCrory's top priorities this year, improving transportation infrastructure. The Senate tentatively passed the bill, mostly along party lines. A final vote to move the bill to the House is expected tomorrow. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.